We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The decision on whether or not to send millions of kids back to their classrooms in the fall is a complicated one. It's not just the health and education of the kids that's at stake, but the health of teachers and faculty, daycare considerations, and the economic standing of parents. So as President Trump ratchets up the pressure on schools to bring kids back, we start with schools and the coronavirus. Margaret Spellings is president and CEO of the advocacy nonprofit Texas 2036. She served as the U.S. Secretary of Education under President George W. Bush. Margaret, thank you for joining us.
Gentlemen, glad to be with you again.
So, what a dilemma, huh? I mean, if you don't open the schools, the kids aren't really getting a good education, online or not. Some of them are taking advantage of it, some can't, some won't. If you bring them back, a lot of teachers are worried because they're going to be exposed to kids that could conceivably give them a potentially deadly illness. I can't think of a worse dilemma to navigate.
It's complicated, no doubt about it, and there's lots of moving parts here. And I think, you know, parents really appreciate the complexity and the lack of certainty, but they also want to know that school folks and teachers and policymakers are thinking about contingencies, thinking about variables, and doing everything we can to get our schools opened safely as possible. Nothing is risk-free in this world because we must get our schools and our students back learning productively, or this generation will suffer mightily.
Where do you think we put the emphasis, though? Because I think some people just fall on the track of, you know, one poll question, and then they forget to look at the next. The first is parents polling say, yes, kids need to go back for all these reasons. But you can't ignore the follow-up, which is the very next question that says, if it is safe. And a lot of them feel it's not safe yet.
Well, we are going to do everything we can, and of course, this is what local school administrators and policymakers are wrangling through. How do you do that? How do you test? How do you make sure everyone wears a mask? How do you configure classrooms with as much social distancing? How do you close cafeterias and have students eating lunch? How do you, you know, protect the workforce that is our education workforce, our teachers, and the like? It can be done. It is complicated, and it will require a lot of flexibility and a lot of cooperation from all of us, including and especially our students.
And then you have this dilemma, Margaret, which is you've got the president today threatening that if schools don't reopen, the White House may withhold some federal funds. But I thought that longtime Republican orthodoxy was that schools ought to be left in the hands of locals to control. So why the intervention of the feds?
Well, I think the president rightly knows that how integrated the functioning of our schools is with the functioning of our economy and our families. Mom and dad can't work when junior is home, you know, not learning and bugging them to death and whatnot. But I will say that moms and dads also know that education is a state and local responsibility. 90%+ of the resources come from state and local taxpayers. And frankly, it's a hollow threat. The president has no authority to take resources that have been appropriated by the Congress or our schools. And by the way, they're a minority investor.
And even if you tried, do you lose more people than you gain doing that? Because then you have parents saying, look, we're trying to do our best here, but now the school and maybe our local council or our governor, whoever it was, made the decision that they just can't go yet.
Well, exactly. And by the way, you know, the costs of attending school are going up because we will have to mask students. We'll have to have fewer people congregated. We'll have to protect our teachers and then do testing and on. So we're grateful that the CARES Act funding did provide resources to do some of these things. In my own state of Texas, those are being made available at no charge to schools. But there are issues like hotspots and broadband ubiquity and all those sorts of things as well. So it's going to take a lot of flexibility, a lot of creativity, and an understanding of the complexity of things. And above all, we have to communicate with our parents and families so they are read in and can make decisions for themselves. But I think parents and schools will have options. Some of them will be online. They're not optimal, but, you know, better than nothing.
Yeah, best we can do, right? Margaret Spellings, President, CEO, advocacy nonprofit, Texas 2036.